You're listening to a podcast on
the Geeky Dad Podcast Network.
I'm Ariana.
And I'm Rayon.
And I'm Raiden.
And we're the Multiverse Kids.
And today we're doing a double review of Mario RPG and WarioWare. Move it.
Thought it was Super Mario RPG.
Yes, it's Super Mario RPG.
People call it Mario RPG.
Raiden, what does RPG set mean?
Super Mario RPG.
What?
What?
Okay, what does the R mean? Ariana?
I kind of like the original name that the game had.
What was it?
Legend of the Seven Stars.
Oh, that sounds so much cooler.
Okay, what does
that mean? And it kind of makes sense, because Mario RPG doesn't tell you nothing.
I mean, it kind of does. It says role-playing game in the title.
So what does the R mean, Ariana?
I just said it.
We just said it.
They don't know what each letter stands for.
I just said it.
Role-playing game.
Okay?
If you don't know the beginning of those letters,
I am the geeky dad. Their co-host.
And no one needs to know because it's all about us.
Right. Let's divide the two games up into two different reviews. Okay? It's not war.
It's wear, like hardware or software.
Yes. Yes. By the way, who do we have to thank for these two games that we got?
Nintendo.
The best people ever. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Nintendo. Before we even start this review, we have to say up front that we got these two games from Nintendo. And this is going to be an unbiased review. Okay?
And the reason we started this was because you had very good games from you, Nintendo. Very good games, and we had very good movies. But then...
Movies? What are you talking about?
What?
The movies were messed up. Now we're doing this video game.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
Okay, start with... Wario. That's how he says his name, right?
Wario!
So basically...
Wario!
According to this, because I don't think we had the first thing. We had a demo of it.
No, we played the old Wario games, but this is a new one.
Yeah.
WarioWare, move it.
Yeah.
We got to move it. I'm surprised they didn't do like an ad with that song.
I'm very good at this game.
It's probably
you're not. You always lose.
It's probably the only game he's actually good in.
Nobody can lose in this except for Raiden.
I mean, it's a game that makes the kids not sit down and play, but you have to get up and do wacky, crazy dance moves and ballerina moves and yoga poses and
like choo-choo, like a train.
Yeah, and you gotta do like weird movements, and it's more fun for me to watch the kids do it than to play it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So according to this, Wario goes to eat burgers, and then he wins.
No, a special burger. It was like a
garlic burger.
Yeah. So he goes to eat the garlic burgers, and then he gets 20 free vouchers to this Paradise Island.
Because he wants 20 garlic burgers.
I mean, let's face it. Most of the Mario games don't have a really good story. Okay, they're kind of very paper thin. Okay,
yeah,
and this is the most paper thin of all. Okay,
I mean,
just because we're getting the game free, we can't sugarcoat everything. Okay.
Yeah, even a 4-year-old could play this. So.
Yes, Raven.
This is definitely if you have a family with a lot of kids in the house. This is definitely the best game.
Why don't we play four people? And
Mama heard about it.
If you have a house with more than four kids, it might be a problem, though. Okay.
Because you can only do it up to four players. Party.
Yes.
It's a great party game for kids. It's so you can, and the parents can just watch the kids just act like total crazy aliens.
I know what we're going to do next time. We're going to make the Geeky Dad do it.
No.
Okay.
Now, what do you think the baby will say about this game?
What does the baby say?
Okay, baby, do you like Wario?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why you like Wario?
Huh? It's good stuff.
Oh, boy.
Because it's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I guess you can go and grade it.
I give it four thumbs up.
I will give it three thumbs up.
Why?
Because I don't like doing exercise when I'm playing video games.
But
I'm lazy.
And while you're wearing...
But you're moving the controller around.
I don't want to stand up. Yes, you got to stand up to do this game.
Yes.
And
you tried it while sitting down and nothing worked.
Yeah, and definitely if you're doing four player, you have to tell people this ahead of time, but you got to put it on big screen because they tell you to do that. I don't think they're allowed to even do it on the small Switch screen.
Yeah, how are you going to see on a small, tiny Switch screen?
Me, I can.
Yeah, so this is not like a game that you can go and take on the road, I guess. You got to play it on the big screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To a hotel and there's like a Switch thing, you can do that.
Never gonna happen.
This would have been good if they do the next Wario game.
They should add.
They should make it VR.
They should.
They
should also have Waluigi. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring Waluigi again. Come on.
But he doesn't fit. He's not supposed to be there.
No. And did you know? At one time, I heard that they were gonna make a Wario version of like Peach. I don't know what she would be called, but I saw a guy do
Apple.
I don't know.
Her name would be Apple.
I mean, you know, Wario needs some love too, you know. And I heard Waluigi's in love with Daisy, but
Waluigi's also in love with Rosalina.
Everybody's in love with Rosalina.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Luigi's also in love with Rosalina.
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes.
I think Wario's in love with Peach.
Yes.
Wario is in love with, like, doing nasty stuff, like farting and licking nasty stuff.
If Wario gets...
He's in love with money.
Yes, he's very greedy. Very greedy. And he's friends with the devil, it looks like.
Yes.
An imp.
Who looks like the devil?
It looks like Raiden's size of like an imp.
So wait, final conclusion. Get this game if you have the Switch and you have a lot of kids in the house. Definitely a way for them to have some exercise.
Yeah.
Move it.
Yeah. You're definitely going to get them to move it in the house.
Yes. And they have a story mode and a party mode.
Yeah.
Party mode for story modes too.
Yes. Yes.
Actually has like a developing story, I guess you can say.
And you can play it by yourself as well. But yes. I don't think it's as fun.
Yeah.
It is fun.
I guess. For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the good
thing party mode, there's like five different kinds of games. One of them is just for four players only.
Okay, so...
This is a good thing
what?
About when you play story mode with two people.
What?
When you're in one and you mess up, you can never go back.
Oh.
But when you're in
two players, if one of the people mess up, then you could, then the second person can, like...
Tag in.
Yeah.
But if both of you do it at the same time and you both mess up...
There's no going back.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's a big boss, no going back.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And like, really, you can't really die in this game because you always get like a second chance stance.
But if you mess up the second chance, like once Ring did, you can go back and do the whole level over again.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're the host. You gotta make these announcements. You gotta say, we'll be right back with our next review right after these messages.
We'll be right back with our next review right after these messages.
Move it!
This episode is sponsored by Audible. You know, you can get thousands of great selections of audiobooks, plus exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And, you know, you can get theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and best of all, even podcasts like this one. And all you need to do is go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast, and you'll get 30 days free when you sign up. You know, when you download titles, you know, you can listen to them offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. You can listen across devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what you want to listen to, don't worry. You can keep the credits for up to a year. And then you can binge them all in a whole series if you like. So, go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast and get your free trial on us. Help out the show, help out yourself, and listen to great audiobooks with A-list talent narrating. Right now I'm listening to Artemis, narrated by Rosario Dawson. You know, it feels cool to have a celebrity narrating to you. It makes you feel special. So, try it out.
And now we're back.
So, Ariana, what are we going to review now?
We're going to be reviewing Mario RPG.
Yes, Random Power Guy.
Yeah.
A random plumber guy.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh really my god. Though. That actually does make sense.
He is actually a random plumber guy.
Yeah.
A red plumber guy.
Who's living alone for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know where his brother is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a fight and they kicked him out. Yeah. He's like, because there's only one bed. You don't see two beds.
Yeah. I mean, and also, who has a pipe on the top of your house?
I mean, he's a plumber, I guess.
That's he's a Mario brother. He always has a pipe.
Yeah, so you gotta say that this is actually a remake of a game.
Uh-huh.
From like many years ago, before you guys were born.
Yeah, did you ever play this game? Like,
before? I actually never played this game, but I always heard about it. Yeah. Now you've played Mario RPGs before. You've played Paper Mario.
Sticker Star.
Yeah.
But I really want to play Origami King.
You've played, I played a lot of different Paper Marios. I played Thousand Year Door, I played Super Paper Mario, I played, Inside Bowser.
Yeah, you're playing that.
That's pretty much a RPG too.
Yes.
Dad.
Yeah. So, I actually like this game better than some of those because you actually get to play with other people besides Mario.
And you can have Peach.
That's the thing I didn't like about Sticker Star. You only play as Mario.
And you can actually change up your team.
In Thousand Year Door, you had a whole team just like this.
Of Goombas.
You had Goomba. You had a Goomba girl in that one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The only Goomba girl that you'll ever see until Mario Odyssey.
Right, well, that's a Goomba. Well, we don't know if it's a girl. Maybe it's a cross-dresser. We don't even know. Okay?
Yeah.
So in this game, it's kind of a complicated story.
Really? Not really.
Yeah.
So Mario's going to play Bowser.
You think it's just like a regular story?
It starts off like the regular Mario story.
And then it changes to another story.
Okay, start it. Tell it. Go.
First, of course, Peach is abducted.
Yes, again. Again.
By Bowser.
She's kidnapped.
For the 500th time in her life.
Yes.
Mario saves
And this is before even the credits.
Yes.
Yes.
he's gonna go to save Peach. He defeats Bowser. Bowser's crying right now. He's like,
very easy, by the way.
Yes.
A sword comes, breaks the sword.
A giant sword. You gotta say that. It's a giant sword bigger than Bowser's keep. Not even castle. Bowser's keep.
A sword with a face.
Yeah. A sword with eyes.
Bowser's keep is right next to Mario's house.
And it's ten.
Yeah, did like nobody question that? Like, why is Bowser next to Mario? Like, really?
So Mario gets shot out. He goes to that coat hanger. He finds Toad. He tells you how to save. Then the journey starts. Then he meets Mallow. Then he meets Geno. Then he meets Bowser. Then he meets Peach.
Yeah, so yeah, those are your teammates. You got Mallow.
A guy who thinks he's a frog, but he's actually a cloud guy, which is pretty obvious.
Wait, I thought he was a marshmallow guy.
He's a cloud.
That's why he can do thunderstorm.
I thought he was a marshmallow.
Yeah.
And Geno.
That's why it's called Mallow, because Mallow is like a type of marshmallow.
Okay, so then if he was a cloud, then what would his name be?
Cloud.
Wow.
Stormbringer.
He's too cute to have that kind of name.
Ooh, Ariana likes him. She said he's cute.
No, he's like a cute, like, raven cute.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, really, do you expect a guy, like, that's tiny, cries a lot to be called Stormbreaker?
Every time he cries, he brings rain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can a marshmallow do that?
I don't know.
Can a marshmallow control weather?
Can a cloud guy even exist?
Yeah. In the Mario universe, it can.
So what is Geno?
Geno's a puppet.
No.
Actually, no. Scratch that. Geno is a guy from the stars that goes into some kind of body as a puppet.
Because he doesn't have a puppet body.
It's a little... Okay.
It's like Pinocchio.
Is he an angel from the heavens possessing a doll? Is he a alien? Is he a star? We don't know.
Is he a he?
We don't even know.
Exactly.
What it is. It's a thing.
Yes.
Okay? It's non-binary.
You know, that's what I don't like. I just want to hear the voices. I just have to think in my head, like, how their voices would be.
Well,
the only thing that you really hear is just like...
That's most Mario games.
No, you have to at least hear that, yahoo, blah, blah, blah. It's like something.
Or you hear the most that Peach says is, Mario.
That's like every single game.
That's all she says.
This is how I think Geno talks like.
Deep voice. I am Geno.
Deep voice.
Hello, I am Geno. That's how I feel like he talks.
As always like this. Hi.
He talks like Raiden. Oh my god.
Okay. So, you go through a whole bunch of adventures. You get different weapons.
Yeah.
You can change your clothes.
You still look the same,
which I think they should have updated that a little bit.
If you actually change your
clothes, when you buy the clothes, you actually look different.
Yeah. You know? Like when you get the thick pants, your feet turns.
Yeah, they should have did some kind of different texture with the clothes.
As it could be like a Luigi shirt. So
because when you change weapons, you see the weapons change.
Yes, a hammer, a shell.
You don't see the difference in the pants.
Yeah, I don't really like the hammer.
A fan.
She has a fan?
Yes.
I think that's why in Paper Mario he uses like a hammer.
Yeah.
Because it's like kind of like same RPG type of thing.
It looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
And for Paper Mario.
So,
and you say
the bosses in this game are they're basically weapons.
Yes, they really are.
There's a
weapon people. One is a bomb guy, one is an axe guy, one is like
a bow and arrow thing.
A bouncy sword guy,
a spear.
A spear guy.
But it should be a trident.
You know, you also see a lot of like classic Mario villains, Koopa Troopers, Goombas.
Spiky,
Lucky Toes,
lots,
Dry Bones,
Panax,
Cammy,
Dry Bones. What else? Who's there? That big tentacle thing. What's that called? That shoots ink. What's that thing
blooper?
Called?
Blooper.
Is it a blooper?
Cheep Cheep also.
We see Cheep Cheeps. And some weird creatures that look like...
There's a rat. Yes. A mushroom that attacks you.
The rat should be the scary
like, I got
rat.
Hit by that like twice. I go to the mushroom. Oh, another mushroom. Oh. Like,
yeah,
and it attacks.
And I become a mushroom.
And if you played a lot of RPGs, you played Miitopia. You know, it's basically just like that. You have to keep fighting, level up. And the more you level up, the more skills you get, the more you can defeat the boss battles. Because, you know, if you don't level up, you won't be strong enough to defeat these crazy levels. But there are some levels that, you know, one regular character can kill you with one hit. Okay?
Yes.
But this is something funny.
What?
The big sword guy is named Smithy, right?
Yeah.
For like a smithy guy.
You mean a blacksmith?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's weapons. But the whole group is called the Smithy Gang.
So?
Why are they using Smithy's name?
Same way Bowser
calls
himself like Bowser's minions.
Yeah.
The Koopalings. How come they're not Bowserlings?
I don't know.
Are they called? Because they're Koopas.
Okay, and so there's a funny scene in this game. Okay, this is going to be a spoiler, right? Where there's a guy that looks exactly like Wario. Oh.
His name is Booster.
There's another thing.
You
can become 2D Mario.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of Easter eggs. But yeah, so this guy who is basically Wario, okay? He looks exactly like Wario. And he's dumb, just like Wario. So there's a scene where, you know, you have to solve a puzzle and you get... If you do the puzzle fast, you can get kissed by either Peach or you get kissed accidentally by Bowser.
Or Booster.
Or Booster. But if you do it really bad, you get kissed by both Bowser and Boozer.
Boozer.
Or Booster.
Who did you get kissed by, Daddy?
I got the bad ending.
Which one?
Both of them?
Both of the boys kissed me.
Wow.
So this is what happens. This is what happens. So it's like Peach is like, oh, thank you. I'm going to kiss you. And then she moves out of the way.
And why did she move out of the way?
Because she sees those two guys coming to kiss Peach. So she moves out of the way and Mario gets stuck and gets stuck in the middle by getting like kissed.
Yeah.
And also, to get the stuff, Peach gets hit and her stuff go everywhere. You have to talk to three shy guys and they give you her stuff, but you still have to find a crown.
Yeah.
Which is hidden.
What is her stuff?
Like, you know, like a tiara and stuff like that, you know.
Which is hidden on Bowser's head.
It's not Bowser's head.
Bowser's head.
Booster's head. Ugh, you don't even know.
You messed it up. Now everyone knows where it is.
So too bad. We said a spoiler alert.
I did say spoiler alert. Now we actually helped somebody.
Yeah, yeah, helped a lot of people get the happy ending.
Right.
And if they want, they can sabotage themselves.
Right.
I don't want that to happen.
Right, yes.
I actually do that though.
We care about our viewers.
So...
Except if you don't put it like a 5-star review, then
you know.
Remember the guy?
Now, if you're thinking, if you never played an RPG before, this is a good introduction to what an RPG is, but...
Yeah, because it's like... Ultra easy.
But if you think this is like a traditional Mario game, it's definitely not.
It really isn't. Bowser's a good guy.
Yeah.
That always happens in RPGs.
Yes. Yeah.
Not in Paper Mario though.
But it's not like, you know, you gotta... Well, there's a couple of jumping spots. You know. But yeah, it's not like you have to jump to kill things in this game. Alright? I mean, yes you do.
Yes,
but
you do.
It's not like, you know... Regular Mario.
Not like Paper Mario, where if you hit the enemy before they touch you, they get hurt in the beginning.
Yeah. At first, I used to think it was like that. I was like, oh, I'm going to get so much damage on this guy. Hit him on the head, nothing happens.
Yeah. It's almost exactly like your Miitopia.
I know. Yeah. It's like almost exactly like Miitopia. I wanted to be a pop star, but I was only able to become a princess.
Okay, so who's your favorite character in
Peach.
This game?
Peach.
Mario.
Bowser.
Why do you like Bowser, baby?
Chain Chomp.
Chain Chomp?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like Peach?
Why do you like Chain Chomp?
Chomp people.
You like things that bite people, don't you?
Yes.
He likes to bite people.
Yes.
Now, why do you like Peach?
I like Peach because she's a healer. Yes. And she slaps people. And she hits them with her fan.
And she can heal the whole group.
Yeah.
Bring people back from the dead.
Yeah. Don't have to use up your items.
Now, I'm going to say something that's going to surprise you.
You like Mallow. You like Gino. You don't like Mario. Mario's the worst.
I like...
Mallow. Gino.
Peach.
None.
Okay. Let's just say one of them. I doesn't count. You
no, why? I do like... I like Mallow, actually.
I said Mallow!
I'm going to tell you why I like Mario.
Does nobody like Gino?
No one.
I don't like Gino.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Right now, I only have Mario, Mallow, and Gino. Right now, in all their group, Gino's the best right now.
Now, if Gino, you know, had more of a personality, maybe I would like him. But he's kind of like...
He has the face. I mean, maybe it's because he's a puppet, but, you know, he has the face of, like, a serious guy. He's like... I'm very serious.
Yes, but who doesn't like Mallow? Look at that cute face. I want to just chew him up. He looks like a piece of chewed up chewing gum.
Ew.
I'm going to tell you why I like Mario.
Why?
First of all, he has the most weapons.
What?
So? He's like mid.
He has very good moves.
He doesn't. My second favorite is Bowser, actually.
My second
is Gino.
Mallow.
Because... My second is Mario. Mallow.
Oh, okay. Why I like Bowser, though, is because he has a chain chop, and he has a move where he takes Mario and throws him like a ball. Okay?
And I like Bowser, too, since he has a chain chop that can cut Daddy's brain out.
Hey!
And after Mallow, I like Gino, then Bowser, then Peach.
Okay, of course you like Peach last.
Okay, so how about you give a rating to this? Go ahead.
4 thumbs up.
Go. Give your rating.
4 thumbs up.
4. 4? 4.
Yeah.
What about you? 3.5.
I will give this 3.5.
I said 3.5. Did I?
I told you. Little things here and there could have made it a little bit better.
Like the Yoshi. Know. The fat Yoshi.
Yeah.
That was a fat Yoshi.
Yeah. Yes. You know, and also, like, you know, if they had the, like, a real-time type of, like, fighting, like, if you attack them first, maybe you can have a first hit.
Yes, instead of them getting the first hit.
Little things here and there that could have improved it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Overall, I say it's a fun time. Yeah, if you like RPGs and you like Mario and you want something a little different from the... your typical Mario game, this is definitely something to try.
Yes.
If you want something different from Mario Wonder, like where you just had to keep on running.
This is pretty much a really good year for Mario. Because not only did he have the biggest movie in the world.
Got the biggest games.
He got like 2 of the biggest games on the Switch this year. Okay? Yes.
And next year he's going to get even more.
We might. Yeah. Much.
We're going to get Donkey Kong versus Mario. We're
going to get
Princess Peach Showtime.
Yes.
Doesn't really count as a Mario game.
Yes, it's a spinoff. And then Wario's also a spinoff. So that's like another game as well. So
yeah.
Yeah. So pick up these 2 games from the Switch.
Yes.
They're available everywhere on wherever you buy your video games. Right?
Yeah like GameStop, places like that.
Buy it on Nintendo.com. You know.
Yeah.
So, that's it for this episode?
Yes.
Yeah?
Please hit the bell, subscribe, and like. Bye!
Yes,
bye.
And once again, thank you, Nintendo, for giving us these games.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Nintendo!
Thank you!
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. RPG!